the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. BHSH System, the combined healthcare system comprised of what used to be Spectrum Health and Beaumont Health, has announced a $19 million initiative to address Michigan's nursing shortage. The BHSH Spectrum Health West Michigan Nurse Scholarship Program will seek to support nursing students to widen the pipeline of those entering the field. Speaking on Tuesday, BHSH President Tina Freeze Decker said the state has a dire need for more nurses.
We don't have enough nurses to care for the people in our state, and that shortage has been exacerbated by the burnout and stress caused by the pandemic. And projections indicate a shortage of as many as 30,000 nurses in Michigan by 2030.
BHSH System is teaming up with Grand Valley State University to get more nursing students and help them graduate.
The BHSH Spectrum Health West Michigan Nurse Scholar Partnership will create an opportunity for up to 500 additional students to pursue a career in nursing over the next 6 years.
Decker said after all the approvals and accreditations, the BHSH Spectrum Health West Michigan Nurse Scholar Program will be in place by January of next year. GVSU will assume all future infrastructure costs and maintain a permanent increase in the number of students admitted to the Kirchhoff College of Nursing, while BHSH puts up the funding. Do note more than 92% of all GVSU graduates in the health professions stay in Michigan. The Lakeshore Excellence Foundation has announced a $720,000 investment in Lakeshore Public Schools over the next 3 years. Speaking Monday, LEF Chair J.C. Anderson told the Board of Education the initiative will have three parts. First up is an investment in technology at the elementary level.
Here we're going to fund one-to-one technology for all students, K through five. That'll be over a three-year period, a $345,000 investment.
Anderson said $225,000 will be devoted to professional development for staff and $150,000 will be directed toward teacher recruitment, with hiring bonuses of up to $10,000 each. He said the LEF is committed to helping the district thrive.
That is absolutely the largest investment the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation has ever made. It surpasses the auditorium renovation, which we just did last year, which was $660,000.
The LEF board voted unanimously on April 7th to make the commitment. Superintendent Greg Edding thanked the Lakeshore Excellence Foundation and said he's beyond excited and humbled by the investment. The recall process can move forward against two school board members at St. Joseph Public Schools and one at Waterville Elite Public Schools. The Berrien County Election Commission approved the petition language against St. Joseph board members Brett Weir and Kathy Waycamp, as well as Waterville Elite School Board President Bill Spalding. All three were related to mask mandates for students. The petitions are good for 180 days, but signatures can only be collected for 60 of those days. The Berrien County Election Commission has to calculate the number of valid signatures required to put the recall elections on the ballot. Three recall petition languages were rejected for Niles. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.